Buongiorno, buongiorno a tutti, good morning. Welcome to the Consulate General of Italy in New York. This is a beautiful morning. I'm very happy to open this workshop, this presentation that on Piemonte. I think that this morning here in the consulate is a powerful display of how Italy is not just a country with one big capital, Rome, which is the cradle of our civilization, but it's made of 20 regions, one most beautiful than the other, and Piemonte is a very special one. Not just because it's, how can I say, the mother of everything in Italy, it's where it all began, but because also because Piemonte is a unique region where and you will learn more. I know that you know a lot already, you will learn more. It's a unique region made of an amazing, very important past. They were the region who unified the rest of Italy. A very healthy and good present. Torino was in the list of the places not to miss last year in the New York Times at the beginning of January 2016. And a lot of future, because they will explain to you there was a lot of technology, fashion, and also of course the car industry in Turin, and they are evolving a lot. I think that what they are going to tell us today is a story also of a combination, an amazing combination of different factors that make very attractive this region. You know, just the big city, Torino, which is full of a museum, the Egyptian museum, the cinema museum, the automobile museum, and then the new one, the Juventus Museum, which is a demonstration of how sport is rooted in the tradition of Piemonte. You may be or not a fan of the old lady, white and black striped old lady Juventus, but we have all to admit that is a remarkable, successful story, the one of Juventus. Then we have food. I know that Mr. Carbone will tell us about the truffles, il tartufo, which I think is difficult to label just as a food or a natural product. It's more about technology and innovation, and I'm very happy that we'll hear stories. And then Piemonte is the countryside, the Langhe and Biella, all the textile area, which I know is evolving toward a new technological era. So I think this is a fantastic recipe for a beautiful morning. I hope you will all go to Piemonte very soon. And we have also very big Piemontese testimonials here in New York, like Dr. Leona works at the Metropolitan Museum, very happy he's here, because this is a demonstration how Italy, New York is one. We are all together, the Italian citizens, the Italian institutions. I thank Enit, the tourism agency who organized all that. And here I want that this room is like a Piazza Italia, the square, and we are very proud to have this Piemonte presentation. So, Dottoressa Rossi, thank you very much. Grazie. Viva Piemonte. Go to visit Piemonte very soon, and have a wonderful morning here. Grazie.
So, thank you very much for being here, and first of all, thanks to our council who hosted this event. We've been traveling to the United States many times since the Olympics in 2006, and since then many things have evolved. The US market in terms of tourism has reached almost 300,000 overnights, and we want this market to grow much more. But in order for a market to grow, we know very well, in tourism you need to innovate, you need to present new experiences, and the thread which links all the participants of this morning today is exclusive experiences that are made in Piemonte, which are based on our tradition, on our culture, of the different areas of our region, but to innovate, you need to have very deep roots. You need to relate on your tradition. So we decided together to I decided with my partners together to present the real experience providers. What we know today in tourism, you need to live emotions and live experiences. So we decided together to build this offer, which talks about certainly food and wine, which an experience which many of you probably already know has to do with, of course, the white truffle of Alba, but also with the fabulous wines. But it has also to do with our tradition in the textile industry, which is today a tourist experience as well. It has to do with Juventus, the historic team and company, which is well known all over the world, which is also developing tourist experience, which are exclusively made in Piemont. And other experience which we can talk about are, of course, part also of our tradition, and I'm talking about, for instance, car design. Of course, starting from Fiat, the best designers you all know, like Pininfarina, Giugiaro, are present. Their ateliers can be visited. We have a car museum where you can make also exclusive experiences from pre-industrial cars to the most, let's say, innovative cars that are produced today. A new production of Maserati will start in Torino very soon, and which means that also another element that unites all of us is excellence, looking always for the best. And this also means providing exclusive and excellent experiences for our tourists. So I would say we just watch a video, and our idea is to start with every one of us telling our story, and then we are open to questions, and we will have also some ambassadors who will tell you what it means to be also to experience these tourist products, and to be also to have a dimension of emotion, which is also a very important aspect of traveling. So thank you very much. Just to give you a hint of what we're going to talk about this morning. And I talked about a few of the experiences that a tourist can have in our region. This is due also to a new perception from the brands that we have, which are very, very famous, that they need, as I said, to go back to their roots and to tell their stories based on their roots and where they come from. And this is the case in particular, and that's where I will start to ask some questions to Stefano Mosca, who is in charge of the tourist board of Biella. This is exactly what has happened in Biella in particular. You probably know brands such as Benedigido, Zegna. You probably know brands like such as Loro Piana. But what you probably don't know is like 80% of the top fabric that you find on Fifth Avenue on the most exclusive malls are coming from Piemonte and from Biella in particular. What happened is that these companies decided to open up to show their excellence from real, let's say, the commodity to the final tailor-made dress or suit. And this experience can be done in the city of Biella and around Biella, where these important companies are producing and are developing, are designing, and also are selling to the most important luxury brands around the world. So what I'm asking Stefano is to tell us a little bit, very briefly, the story, why Biella, why it all happened there. It seems to date since 2,000 years since the Romans, thanks to the wonderful water coming from the sources in the Alps. So if you can tell us the story briefly, why Biella and what is happening now, what is the experience that a tourist today can do in the Biella area?
So, thank you to everybody, thank you Maria Elena, and thank you to the consulate and the ENIT. for being here. And let me know. We are here to tell a story, because I think that all of you knows that Milan is one of the most important fashion capital in the world. We would like to tell you that also Piemonte, and especially Biella, is one of the most important capital worldwide, because of, without Piemonte and without Biella, no fashion brands could be exist. I mean, we are producing, as Maria Elena told you, 80% of the high-end best fabrics and yarns all over the world. Every fashion stylist in the world comes to Biella each year, each season, to choose the best fabrics, the best new fashion designer, and buy it to produce and sell in Fifth Avenue, New York, or in Berlin, or London. Every most important city in the world. Now we, thanks to the collaboration with this very important brand, we would like to open the doors to all those mills and all those factories to people that are interested in know much more about fashion, but especially to know much more about quality. You know, more and more consumers are interested in how it's made. We would like to show you, we would like to experience how the best fabrics in the world are made. Quality is a question of, is a matter of sustainability. We will lead you to visit factories located up to the Alps, in the Alps, at 800 meter high in the Italian Alps, in a beautiful landscape where the workers' conditions are excellent, and where the economical, environmental, and social sustainability are at the top. That's the quality, and that's the history we would like to tell you. And when you visit a textile factory, a new world will open. I mean, you will discover how it's complicated to produce an excellent fabric. And it starts from the raw materials. Our entrepreneurs are owners of big farms in New Zealand, Australia, because they take care about the raw material from the ship to the last end of the production process. And you will discover all of it, and you will see the raw material that get into the factory. At the end, you can shop something unique. When I say something unique, it's something unique for many experts, and the experience we are proposing is unique because of also the human contact. I mean, you will be in touch with the entrepreneurs. You will be in touch with a member of the Zegna family that will welcome you at the Lanificio Ermenegildo Zegna, or with a member of the Piacenza family, a beautiful company dated 1733, led by the same family for centuries. That's is what we would like to present to you. That's what we would like to introduce to you, inviting people to know much more about the worldwide fashion business that pass by the Piemonte region, that passed by Biella, that of course is also a very nice city in the Alps, where food is excellent, as in Alba, Lange, and Rero, and wine and beer. Thanks to the special, unique water that comes down from the Italian Alps. Thank you.
What is interesting to know is that some of these important brands have opened a museum, which is also to be visited. So you not only see how now the production takes place, and you can exactly have a tailor-made suit made for you while choosing the fabric you like, and while you've seen the production of it. But you can also see when the history started of these companies many years ago, sometimes many centuries ago, which is something that is very important, as I said, going back to the roots. So tradition, but innovation, and especially opening up, be transparent. It means also creating a link with the consumer. And for us, that's why we are here, as I'm saying, because it's becoming a tourist experience. That's what people want to experience when they travel. They want to go really to the essence of things, and they want to know, also to get back with more knowledge of what they didn't know before. So we are very honored to have here Piemontese ambassador, who is now a New Yorker since many years. It's Mr. Marco Leona. He's a David H. Koch scientist in charge of the Department of Scientific Research of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And we ask him to tell us, how's now your experience when you go back to Biella?
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm a civilian, I'm a tourism and culture professional, but I'll give you my sense of what is Piemonte as somebody who grew up there, also as somebody who is now essentially American, I'm not a citizen, but I live here for a long time, and I sent my friends back to Piemonte a lot. And I just came back from Piemonte yesterday for a very short vacation, in which I did a lot of things. And the first thing I want to say is that it's a special place. And if you see that picture they have there, I don't have my slides, but I'll steal theirs. That is the city of Torino. And you see the big tower, the dome, right in the center of the city, which is a marvel of architecture. It's the tallest brick, non-reinforced brick building in the world. That building started as the city synagogue. So it's really special that you think that the place that defines the skyline of a town in Italy is not the church, it's not a government building, but it's the synagogue. Because Piemonte was always open to foreign cultures. And I'm saying, you know, foreign in the sense that in Italy, being a Catholic predominant place, the Jewish experience is kind of foreign, but it's so much part of experience in Piemonte. And there you see that kind of openness. Likewise, we have Protestant communities, because Piemonte was a transnational state, if one can say that. It was both sides of the Alps, and people would cross the Alps to seek refuge there. Likewise, because of all of the mountain passes that connected France, Switzerland to Italy through Piemonte, you see all of these like very ancient civilizations and populations in places that are absolutely inhospitable or apparently inhospitable. You know, from Torino, what you're seeing behind, just below the clouds, those are the Alps. And they're there, they're a stone throw from there. The French arrived in a matter of, you know, hours when they wanted to invade. Whenever we tried to invade, things didn't go well in the end. Much has been said about Rome, we're not Romans, we're Celtic. The local language, when you hear people speaking in the Lange or in the Bielese, it's kind of a Franco-Provençal language. It's the same language they speak in Barcelona, really. And so you have this very special experience. And I think people are very grounded in the terroir. You kind of experience the same thing that you experience in Burgundy. The food, the truffle, the wine, that's all there. And cultural heritage is always present, and nature always present, and sometimes in the same place. You can go to places like Sagra di San Michele, which is the abbey that inspired the big abbey in the name of the Rose movie. And it's up at 1,000 meter elevation, and it's a 12th century masterpiece. I know it's at 1,000 meters because I bicycled up there. Novalesa, which is another phenomenal abbey with 10th century frescoes in these chapels in the woods, is on the way to France, to Montenegro. So incredible. In my 5 days vacation, just recently, I arrived I went shopping in Biella, which is this unbelievable place where you can go and buy your finest, generally men's fashion. Ladies, it's not so special, but for us, it's great. And you have the concept, you know, here it's much about talking about the outlets, the places where you buy cheap and that. Well, they have them in Biella too, but they're within the factories. So you have this incredible connection with the people who make the stuff. So I did all my shopping. I went skiing. I had a fantastic day. It's as hot as here, but the snow is still fantastic. I had great food. I went bicycling, again, another terrific mountain climb. I'm repeating myself because I love bicycling, and Piemonte is great for sports. Paragliding, canoeing, kayak, rafting, mountain biking, trail running. And the last day, Sunday, I took part in a ritual that dates, revives the stories of 1,000 years ago and dates in its actual form over 150 years. We celebrate in the same place the French Revolution, Napoleon, the overthrow of a medieval tyrant, and we do so by throwing oranges in the city squares. You have 8,000 people doing that. I took my children, they loved it because, you know, they have a blast. It's actually codified mayhem. The mayor of the city cedes powers to this person who impersonates a Napoleonic general, and the city goes crazy. And you bring back home special souvenirs like a black eye, but as the MasterCard spot says, for everything you have MasterCards, everything else is priceless. So I hope you'll go to Piemonte and you'll take people there because it's really a special place.
Thank you very much for your inspiring words and also very authentic. I mean, you're just back as a tourist in your own region, and that's a good example of the different experiences you can have. And we were talking about sports, and it's true, outdoor sports are very significant in the region because of the variety of the landscapes we have, and of course the beautiful Alps are all around. But we were talking about sports, and we cannot talk about soccer and about Juventus, which is it's very rooted, deeply rooted in the city's tradition. It dates, I think it was founded even before Fiat, maybe 1 year before, the same year, 2 years before Fiat. And it has a long tradition. It has created an enormous audience all around the world. And it has also decided to change completely its image and its experience thanks to the new stadium and to all the other opportunities that our friend Marco Albano, who is in charge of the Juventus Museum, the stadium tour, and other things he will tell us, is going to talk about. So I'll leave you the floor.
Thank you. Thank you, Mariana. And thank you to be here with us today. I am Marco Albano, and I've been working for Juventus for 14 years, at the beginning as stadium manager, then as brand manager. Now I'm the curator of the Juventus Museum and the responsible for the stadium tour. First of all, I think that I have to tell you what is Juventus. As Mariana was saying before, is a soccer, we say football, but in Italy football means soccer. So it's a soccer company, I would say, a soccer enterprise, not only a soccer team, having more than 600 employees and a turnover of you